Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy.
Trick or treat!
They're the cool house on the block. They give out full-size candy bars.
Happy Halloween!
On Mix 104.1.
It's time for your spooky paranormal stories. Kennedy, I'm going to let you pick the first one. Oh. Do you want the dead grandparents that still both inhabit the house? Do you want the experience in a cemetery? How about a house that's 120 years old and they had to bring in a medium?
Yep.
That's the one you want first?
Ding, ding.
B-Side is from Gloucester. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning.
So you had to bring in a professional because the house was haunted.
Yeah, so when I first moved back to Massachusetts 11 years ago, I started hearing shuffling in the middle of the night and noises. And this was before I got the dog. And all of a sudden, I was like, that's it, getting a medium. And I brought two mediums in. And they were like, oh, yeah, your aunt is, you know, stuck. She's just walking back and forth in the hallway, you know, with her slippers. I was like, that's the noise I hear. They also informed me that the yard, my yard, is a church burial ground.
Oh,
and they refused to go in the basement. They refused to go in the basement of the house, both of them. And it was solidified by a six-year-old neighbor who used to stare at the basement door and say, it's sad here.
Dude. That is so cool.
Did you stay in the house?
She's gone.
Oh.
Sarah's from Foxborough. And had an experience in a cemetery, Kennedy.
All right, bring it to me.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
morning.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. What happened?
So, Foxborough Founders Day, there's a big celebration and stuff, and the Rock Hill Cemetery right behind my house has graveyard tours, the historical ones. So my husband and I decided to go on it this year, and we were walking through with a mason guy who was doing the tour, and one of the first things they showed you was the original crypt where they, you know, store the bodies before they were buried. And they're like, oh, you can go in if you want. So my friend and I went in, and I looked around, and I looked up and saw the pentagram that had been spray-painted on the ceiling was right above my head. And I got a little creeped out by that, so we got out of there. We kept walking. And there's this one grave that's got a tree growing out of it that's really pretty creepy and old. And all of a sudden, I felt something grab my arm. And I was like, what the hell is that? And my husband literally saw my arm get pulled back. He's like, what just happened to you? I'm like, I don't know. This really hurt. And we kept walking, go through the thing, and we get to this creepy building at the beginning that has, like, weird sayings in it. And a fireplace with all this cast iron shooting out of it that's bizarre. And my arm really hurt. And then I looked down. By the time I got home, I had 5 fingerprints bruise on my arm.
Oh, like, my gosh. That is amazing. Wow.
I didn't know ghosts could leave bruises.
Emily's from Kingston, lives in her grandparents' house, and apparently they still both inhabit it. Is that correct?
That's true.
How long ago did they die, Emily?
At least 15 years ago. My grandfather was about 15 years ago. My nana was about 19 or 20 years ago.
Well, are they happy to be there, or are they mad to be there?
No, they're happy. They're just, I think they just kind of, like, watch over us. It's crazy that B-Side said she heard her aunt in the hallway, because I hear my grandfather used to wear these slippers that made a distinct sound when he would walk down the hallway, and I hear it sometimes. And I'm like, oh, there's Gramp.
Wow.
So, and when my daughter was little, maybe 3-ish or so, I had a picture of my grandfather and I in our kitchen on the fridge, and I was kind of holding my daughter, like looking at the pictures on our fridge, and she points to my grandfather, and I go, oh, do you remember him? She goes, yeah, he comes to play with me sometimes. And I was like, oh, he does? She goes, yeah, and she kind of looks at me like I'm crazy.
That is amazing.
I don't know if I like this bit or not.
I'm in.
617-931-1234. Call or text your paranormal stories. So now we have slippers being heard.
Couple slippers.
We have getting bruised in a cemetery.
That was crazy.
And we have a child seeing her grandfather.
Amazing. They say kids can see this stuff and we can't because we're too jaded. Here for it.
Yeah, I really don't like this bit anymore.
Who knew slippers were so haunting and comfortable?
You know, you definitely know who's coming when their foot's, you know. It's like a footprint.
617-931-1234. More of your paranormal stories coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.